Rick Blake, head coach for ACGC Cross Country. Coach, getting ready for the month of October, I guess. First of all, thanks for the time. And, just take me through, kind of this, first month and change of the season for your programs, kind of your thoughts on how things have been going there.
You bet. Yeah, thanks for having me on. First month's been good. We've made a lot of progress over the month of September, really going back, August and beyond into the summer. The kids have been working hard. And I think we've seen that, play out a little bit in the meet results. We've had a lot of good times for our kids so far this season in terms of dropping times from, corresponding races last year, what they ran at this meet versus what they ran this year. Most kids are dropping times every meet and getting faster, even course to course, which is great. I mean, we saw big jumps even from, when we ran at Iowa State. What would that have been a few weeks ago to last week at our home course? I mean, kids were even dropping times there, which is great because our home course is a little more difficult than the Iowa State course. So to see them improving their times is great. I think is a testament to how hard they are working in practice right now.
Great, Coach. Let's go ahead and talk, personnel. Start with the boys team. Obviously, Preston Ken has had some big performances here lately. Speak about, him and kind of what has made him successful, and then, the rest of that boys team and what that looks like.
Yeah, well, with Preston, he works so hard. He's put a lot of miles in over the course of the season so far. He put a ton of miles in over the summer. So he's worked really hard to improve his times and his running. Everything from like mechanics and efficiency to just building up his aerobic base and putting the miles in and kind of leading the way for us in that regard. I think he's definitely a leader by example, and I think some of the younger runners on our team have followed that example a little bit. They've even made comments to me of like, how many reps of this is Preston doing? And like, wow, kind of impressed by what they see him do. And then they try to emulate him. They try to stay with him on longer runs for kind of as long as they can, and then they drop off. So, he's been great. He has seemed, I think, more confident as a runner this season versus last. So I'm definitely excited for him and excited to see what he does with the rest of the season. I think he has a chance to find some success in those later season meets.
Anybody else on the boys side, that has, been, seeing the progress that you like?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would, all the boys are working hard and I think dropping time, I would really give a shout out to this freshman class of boys that have come in. I mean, in early August, they were not finishing workouts. They could not make it through a workout without walking or needing extended rest or cutting reps or things like that. And now they are sort of right there where they belong with the rest of the group. They've been really doing awesome. A particular shout out maybe would go to Adam Brown, who has just been cutting time like crazy from where he started versus where he is right now. It's been cool to see the sophomores really are kind of similarly showing improvement and strides. I mean, they kind of did the same thing last year where they improved a lot from August to November, and they've kind of carried that into this year. So our younger runners have really impressed me and done really well. And of course, our other juniors, Cam Mozingo and Jameson Frang, I just appreciate their hard work and leadership and practice every day. They kind of push each other and actually some of the girls that we have on the team are kind of right in there as well. So there's kind of a core group of those runners that can really push each other and make each other better in practice. So I've really been happy with all the boys top to bottom across the roster.
Rick Blake, head coach, ACGC cross country. The girls' side, you alluded to them a little bit there. I mean, what's that been looking like in terms of, some of the leaders there?
Well, the girls do have good leaders. We are hurting on numbers, but I think the runners we have done a great job. Starting at the top with Elizabeth Drake and Chelsea Kapaska. This is Chelsea's first year actually out for cross, so kudos to her for picking a hard sport for her senior year. But they, they're just pretty steady. They're always, you can rely on them to be in practice and working hard. And I think we lean a lot on our juniors as well. Cadence Peterson and Brooklyn Schaefer, they have both turned in some good performances this year and work really hard in practice. I think, Brooklyn especially continues to improve her times from last year in big ways. I think both of them have certainly a chance at the state meets. That's far from a guarantee, and they sort of know that, but I think that's one of their goals, and I think that is something that they, if they work really hard over this next month, something that they could achieve. So they've been great this season. Our younger runners, Lily Lauzon as a sophomore and Kennedy Reinhardt as a freshman, they just, again, keep working hard and practice and keep getting better. And that's kind of our, that's kind of the thing I tell them every day is like, we just got to get better one step, one rep, 1 mile at a time. And I think they've sort of taken that to heart a little bit and work really hard in practice.
Coach, obviously, some big meets coming up for you. And when you run in the WCAC there, you're going to see the best of the best, throughout the state, just in this, region. So tell me a little bit about just kind of your, goals, expectations, maybe that you talked with the team about, or they've talked with you about before the end of the year, this is what you're looking for.
Yeah. We have a loaded conference, a lot of good distance runners in our conference, a lot of good programs and coaches. For us, we're really just kind of worried about us this year. I think that we aren't really under any illusions that we'll be competing for team titles at the conference meet. There's just, we don't have the numbers or the horses at this point in time. Mm-hmm. Our big goals at conference is to be as competitive as we can, to run the best times that we can. It's our course, so that adds a little bit of extra motivation for our kids that they want to run the best race they can and put in the best performance they can at the home course. I think a big thing for really all of us is we're going to look at, okay, how did we run tonight, in the conference meet versus 3 weeks ago at our home meet? I think that's going to be sort of a measure of how we've improved and gotten better in training over the course of that time. I think, most or all kids dropping time in that meet would be a measure of success for us. And then, of course, we'll have a few hopefully mixing it in at the top and placing as high as they can individually. So, yeah, we're looking forward to, those meets like that are always fun because the competition is so tough. There's a lot of good runners there that kind of inspires you to run your best as well when you're competing with those kids and those teams. So we're looking forward to it for sure.
Rick Blake again, head coach, ACGC cross country coach. Thanks a lot for the time. Much appreciated. And I wish you and your team the best here throughout the rest of the season.
All right. You bet, Derek. Thank you.